10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Well, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM right here, exclusively in Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Jim, and for the next hour, we're going to be listening to selections from the Golden Age of Jazz on a radio program I call Riding in Rhythm every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m., strictly on WYXR here in Memphis. Well. And again, I think I have a good one for you today, but I think that every week. You be the judge. Let's see. So, we're going to start off with Bessie Smith, with Joe, with a bunch of guys from the Fletcher Henderson Band, including one of my favorite trumpeters, Joe Smith. We're going to hear Cakewalking Babies from Home, a song that I sang on the air with 5 years ago by accident. McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Stop Kidding. Clarence Williams' Jazz Kings doing Dreaming the Hours Away. And then we're going to hear Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10 doing Paradise Wobble right here on Riding in Rhythm.
Thank you. Church Helps Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10. And I believe the vocalist was Manette Moore. Great singer. Great singer. Really like her. And before that, we heard Clarence Williams' Jazz Kings doing Dreamin' the Hours Away. Before that, we heard McKinney's Cotton Pickers doing Stop Kiddin'. And we started off today with Bessie Smith doing Cakewalkin' Babies from Home right here on Ridin' in Rhythm. I'm Jim. Well, yes, indeed, friends. Got another set of music coming up for you right now. Got Lewis Russell, great band of New Orleanians, doing Louisiana Swing. We're going to hear an Eddie Condon session. It's really an Alex Hill arranged session. Alex Hill, the great pianist, composer, arranger from North Little Rock, who died very young. And we're going to hear Tennessee Twilight. After that, we're going to hear Wingy Minone doing In the Slot. And then we're going to close out the second set with Mills Blue Rhythm Band doing Backbeats with Henry Red Allen on board right here on Ridin' in Rhythm. Thank you.
We've got the bases loaded for a special fundraising event at RDKDC to help chip away at the nearly $85,000 in federal grant funding lost after Congress rescinded public media support. Join us on Sunday, August 17th from 3 to 7 p.m. for the All-Star Tea Dance, benefiting WYXR, featuring all vinyl DJ sets from your favorite WYXR DJs, like Brandon Eves, DJ Rhinestone, DJ Livin', Kerry Mahoney, and me, DJ Bizzle Blueblend. Plus surprise WYXR host appearances all night. Suggested donation of $10 at the door.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mills Blue Rhythm Band sounding great there with Henry Red Allen on trumpet. That was Backbeats from about 1935. Before that, Wingy Minone. I think it was with the Harlem Hotshots, I don't know. Did In the Slot. And before that, an Alex Hill organization. I knew it as an Eddie Condon record. It's apparently released as the Chicago Rhythm Kings. We heard Tennessee Twilight, a fantastic record. Some great musicians on there. Tenor player was, and the name is skipping my mind. Well, there we go. Bud Freeman. Bud Freeman, friends, was the tenor player. Before that, we heard Louis Russell, again, with Henry Red Allen on trumpet, doing Louisiana Swing right here on Riding in Rhythm. Well, friends, we're just 30 minutes away from the highlight of the WYXR week. That's when Jim Spake, brings you Of Cabbages and Kings, exclusively here on WYXR 91.7, which is located in Memphis, Tennessee. You can count on that. Anyway, I'm going to play some more music till he gets here. Got a nice set for you here. Going to start off with Benny Goodman's trio doing Nobody's Sweetheart. Louis Armstrong does Once in a While. Duke Ellington does Battle of Swing. And Count Basie, with some Lester Young, does Ham and Eggs right here, Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
would try to give one little thought to me, though someone else may be near your heart.
Oh, man, no.
Once in a while, will you dream of moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the sparks may burn again. Oh, I know that I'll be content with yesterday's memories, knowing you think of me, mama, once in a while.
WYXR is about celebrating Memphis every day, so you know we're not going to miss the opportunity to show up for our city on 901 Day. We're teaming with the City of Memphis, iHeartMedia, Memphis Grizzlies, and more for a full takeover of Beale Street, featuring live music, special guests, crafts, and more from the best the Bluff City has to offer. We'll see you in the city on Monday, September 1st from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stay tuned for lineup announcements and more details.
Thank you.
Count Basie with Lester Young, friends. Hey, you know what? I have a feeling my friend Bob Elbrecht might be listening. Bob, that one's for you, baby. Because you know you haven't had enough Lester Young today. Maybe Bob has. Bob Elbrecht, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday. What is it? Sounds good, feels good to me, I think. From 10 to noon. Instrumental music and jazz. Excellent show. One of the greatest experts on music I ever knew. That's saying something. Anyway, before Count Basie and Lester Young, we heard Duke Ellington doing Battle of Swing, Le Jazz Hot. However you pronounce that. And Louis Armstrong sang Once in a While with a small group. And then the Benny Goodman Trio did Nobody's Sweetheart right here on Riding in Rhythm. Well, friends, I'm down to my final four for today, but the good news is that final four will be followed by the actual presence of Jim Spake right here in the WYXR studio today, as the crowds in the atrium will attest. I hope he can get in. I just hope he can get in. But in the meantime, coming up for you right now, Billie Holiday from about 1939, recording for Commodore Records, did Yesterday's, which is just one of my favorite tunes. And her version, probably definitive. Unless it's maybe Coleman Hawkins or something like that. Glenn Hardman and his Hammond Five. And again, I have to thank my old friend Jim Spake for pointing out to me that this session is listenable. I had a horrible prejudice against the organ player. We're going to hear Exactly Like You. After that, we're going to hear the Art Tatum Trio. Not Art Tatum solo, doing Cocktails for Two, a number I don't particularly care for. But I'll listen to Art Tatum play anything and laugh the whole time. And Teddy Wilson Sextet does Undecided right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from Goner Records, presenting Goner Fest 22, taking place September 25th through 28th at Wiseacre Brewery on Broad Avenue and the Overton Park Shell, featuring artists including Lightning Bolt, Witch, Silkworm, Snooper, Robin Hitchcock, and more. Tickets and more info at gonerfest.com.
Well, you know, that was my show. And?
And I missed about 99.5% of it.
Did you hear 0.5%?
Well, just while we were standing there talking.
That was my show in microcosm right there.
Wow. Yeah,
30 seconds get you.
Hey, remember World War II?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I wasn't there personally.
I know.
My dad did that.
You knew about it. I just wanted to make sure you're up on current events.
Is it happening again?
Nothing new on the wire, but you know, a lot of the basic stuff seems to be happening.
I don't want to think. Yeah, well, that's America for you right there.
You know.
Speaking of America, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, that's what you do. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're a solid citizen, you know.
Culture, baby. Culture's where it is.
Yes.
Because, you know, I saw that the Kennedy Center Awards are going to feature such such groundbreaking
artists. Oh, boy. Tell me who.
Gloria Gaynor, Kiss, and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That was all the stuff I liked back in 1973.
I read today, well, it's, you know, it's culture is timeless, Jim.
Well, I think it just reminds somebody of when he was dancing at Studio 54 and having a good time with his buddy Jeff.
I read today that, just before I came here, that some actor, Tom Cruise, you know,
I vaguely know.
Popular actor. He was asked to be at that thing, but he had a scheduling conflict.
Oh, that's a shame.
A scheduling conflict, which just means he didn't have the backbone to say anything else. But, hey, maybe he'll be there next year. You never know.
Well, let's see. Who's left after Kiss and Gloria Gaynor?
Man, I don't know.
That really wipes out my back bench of artists I had ready to go on that.
Sheesh. Let me see. Oh, well, have they gotten to
the Village
the journey,
People.
The Journey to the Center of the your mind?
Ted Nugent. Yeah.
They haven't already done him. Bush wouldn't have done him.
No.
Yeah, but he'll be on there next year.
Yeah, that I predict you're hearing
it.
Or
if Gloria
right
Gaynor, God forbid, passes away, maybe they can get Ted to.
I only know
for her
for. Didn't she do I Like the Nightlife? I Like to Boogie.
I Like to Boogie. Yeah. Well, that's
it. I mean, is there another one I don't know?
That's where our cultural land lands, right?